Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, good evening, everybody. Here it is, our 43rd episode. Man, we're going to do something epic when we get to our 50th. I'm not sure what that's going to be yet, but it'll be something they'll be talking about, believe me. Let me just double-check first to make sure I'm not a solo host tonight. Bob Granger, I got you, right?
Dave Wilkerson, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, perfect. Okay. You know, I always worry sometimes. I know we talked a little bit before the show, but, you know, I'm up here in the remote wilderness of the Adirondacks. And I'm just pretty mellow out, and I'm going, I wonder if Bob, what's Bob doing? In fact, let's switch the roles a little bit tonight. What are you doing? How are you feeling, Bob? Let's start off with you first.
Well, you know what? I'm feeling good. You know, recovering. I always have things I'm recovering for. You know, I told you I bought the new car, right? And picked it up Friday, and was in a hurry, like I kind of usually am. My brother and I had some things to do, and so I brought it right home, threw it in the garage, didn't even think about it, took my other car and took off, right? And so I came back Saturday night, and I said, I'm going to check this out. Well, the detailing job that they did on my car, well, the email I sent to the dealership, I said, look, I turned in a 200,000-mile Audi A8 that was detailed about five times better than the brand-new car I just picked up. What's with that? You know, what's the $995 dealer prep include here? I had to redo it myself, you know. So that was interesting this week, fooling with that. You know, not a big deal, you know. And then, you know, New York State threw my company a curve again. You know, they're changing programs, yeah, and they also informed us the money they owe us they can't pay us until December. So that
now
that
this
was
is New York State, right?
Yeah,
this is
New York State.
This is the state.
You know?
So here it is. They, you've submitted an invoice essentially to be paid, and they tell you after you've done the work and you submitted the invoices. Oh, by the way, we don't know if we're going to be able to pay you. Now anyone else does that, and it's fraud. Right?
I know. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But watch this, though, Dave. I did have the opportunity tonight. You know, at 5 o'clock, I turned on, they had that happy hour of some of the Republican debates. You know what? We seldom talk about politics on the show, which is good, but I was pretty impressed with, you know, there seemed like they're a little bit more open than they used to be, and I tell you, I was optimistic after I listened to the second team, so to speak, you know, and there was guys there, you know Rick Perry and Carly, you know, Fiorini and several others that, and Bobby Jindal, and they gave you the impression that if we pull together, we can have a great future, you know, and it was great to hear that optimism. And I started thinking about that.
We need it, man.
Oh yeah, with business and with networking, and it was very uplifting. And so then I did my typical. I worked out hard for an hour and listened to Jordan and Art Williams. And I tell you, I'm ready for tonight, baby. Although your subject tonight, when we talked about it late this afternoon, it's a big subject, you know. But first of all, before we get into that, I know that you had your daughter and your grandchildren up in that. How did you fare with all that stuff?
Nope. Well, actually, they're coming up in the morning. I helped her drive up. I flew down to Charlotte and drove up with my daughter, took her to Rochester. Then I left from Rochester, came straight out here to my place at the lake. And they're coming up here in the morning. And so needless to say, today, you know, I'm out there fixing all the stuff I've been saying I was going to do for a year. You know, and none of it's light lifting. You know, I put the dock in. I leveled the deck, which meant I had to dig two massive holes, and I put a jack underneath the place and lifted it up. And you know, so it's never anything simple. And after after the show, I'm sure I'm going to be walking through and fixing other things as well. So when they walk in, it's going to be like going into a model home. And they'll be saying, I thought you had a lot to do. It looks good to me. You must just come up here and relax and drink vodka and hang out with your friends. So I guess I'll perpetrate that as what's happening. But, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great weekend with them. And I'm really excited to be able to spend time with my grandkids on the lake. So
yeah.
It's memory building. It's a legacy thing.
Yep. Awesome.
Well, tonight we are going to talk about brand. And the one great thing about this is people always ask us, said, well, let me go back a little bit. I remember people always ask me, how did I ever get to meet and work with Fran Tarkenton? And for those of you who are young, you may not know, he was a Hall of Fame, quarterback, set all sorts of records, incredible business mind. But how it came about is I always thought I could. I never was intimidated by meeting people like that, and I think it comes through. So, essentially what we're talking about tonight is building your brand in network marketing, and it becomes who you are as a person. I mean, Bob's a great example. When we came up with the name for this show, people have asked us that, right, Bob? How did you come up with Black Sheep? And I said, well, Bob and I have always kidded, but I always knew he was definitely the Black Sheep because he was like Johnny Cash. He liked to wear black. All his cars were black, and it's like, okay. And then I said, well, we could do, oneblacksheepradio.com wouldn't be good because you needed, what would I do? So that's how he came up with Two Black Sheep, right? So that's our brand. And everybody knows with you, Bob, you're a black sheep with a patriotic, tilt, right? No question.
Well, that just means we're a little bit special. You know what I mean?
I think we did an episode on that, too, before, didn't we, on special? That was the one with Multiplicity, remember?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, we're gonna talk through, again, throughout the evening, we're going to talk about how you can create yourself. And like Bob said, it's a huge topic. It could go well beyond the little time we have allocated tonight to talk about it. But we hope, again, what we try to accomplish with what we're doing with Two Black Sheep Radio is just get your mind starting to think. Just start to get you to the point where you're going, okay, I get it, or I understand, I'm moving down the field. Now I can take it, and I'll take it from here. And that's what we're going to try to do tonight. And so, Bob, so I can mute my phone and cough for 1 second, why don't you start talking about the beginning of your network marketing business and creating that initial story?
Well, I tell you, the subject is so big about the branding and that, Dave. I mean, if you don't brand yourself, someone else is going to. That's how it works. But actually, probably my branding for my networking business started before, because I've had some great mentors, and when your own brand, I mean, you have to be yourself. You have to come into yourself, but you're going to pick up things from your mentors. I mean, my dad was a great mentor to me. A gentleman named Carl Quagliato was a great mentor. One of my best mentors ever was Jack Olin. I won't tell anyone, but you're a great mentor to me. But, so you're going to pick up some of the tendencies of your mentors just because you respect them so much, But when I started in this business, I had that. I mean, I was older when I started the business. I was in my 60s, and so I had my own persona, my own brand. I was labeled already, and usually it was the fact that I kind of relatively tell it like it is. And from minute number
one,
from minute number one when I started the business, I was relatively direct with people I talked to, and because of my branding or my labeling, because the type of person that I am, everybody knows that I'm direct and I'm no nonsense. And I've developed that over years, and so many times, although some people would have no interest at all, many times people would say, wow, that's interesting that you're interested in networking. You know, let's look. And that's where that, you know, that persona, you know, it made it, and everybody has it. Everybody has their own brand. The idea is let me tell you something, branding, you know, as in you know, like the hot poker branding or something. You know, I mean, you can have a bad brand too. I mean, you have to watch that. You know, you ultimately, you know, it's all based on trust. You know, everything is based on trust. Branding is, you know, and so you have to make sure that you're not waffling. You know what I mean, Dave? I mean, this is such a my mind goes all over when I think of
yeah,
branding and labeling.
I can tell. Well, you always said you jackrabbit around. Well, you know, the brand is like a reputation, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess what we're talking about, there's two separate things sort of here, is that, you know, building the brand is what people perceive of you. So that way when you're going out there and either you're sharing the business or let's say even with your peers in your network marketing company, if you're up on the stage, do they think of someone unique, or do they think of someone like, it just sounds to me like they just sounded like the last person, sound like the last person who sounded like the last person? And that's what I think you've done, Bob, is because, like you said, I mean, you get a little bit older, and we know that old thing about when you get older, you don't care what people think as much. Right. So you just say what you feel. And what happens is you actually become perceived with more honesty because someone knows, well, I may not like what Bob is going to tell me, but, man, I'm going to hear it. I'm going to at least know that what he believes I'm hearing instead of, you know, sugarcoating it. And so your brand becomes honesty. And isn't that funny how that works just by saying what you truly think?
Well, you know, and it's important to recognize your brand as well, too, I think. You know, I mean, you have to be able to look in the mirror, Dave. I mean, not too long ago, I had someone say to me, you know, I've heard this, and you're not the same person since you've started this. And I started thinking about that.
Really? Who said that? Because I'll take them down.
Well, no. But here's what happened. So I went to some of my closest friends, you know,
okay.
And I asked them, you know, like over the last year or 2 years, have you know, seen anything that has caused you to kind of want to distance yourself or anything like that? You know, like, let's talk about my own personal attributes and weaknesses. And I had some great conversations, you know, and I learned by talking to some people that were very close to me. And those were the people I really respected, because I wanted to make sure that I hadn't, you know, gone off to a stupid side or stupider side, you know. But it was very interesting when you know, like somebody told me that I had a different kind of brand, that I've worked all my life to develop that honesty and integrity and straightforward, straight shooter type of thing, you know, and so I had to make sure. And so what I did is I went and I taught, I got feedback, you know, I got feedback from people that are close to me, and it really helped me, you know, because, you know, it's that you have to, that impression that you have, like your reputation, that impression, that's everything in your life, you know, everything.
Well,
you know, and
there's no question. I also think that's why you and I became such close friends. Is that with our conversations, like we always talk about on the radio, we wanted to make it so people could hear you and I, how we normally talk. Well, this is sort of like a PG version of how we normally talk, because you never know what we're going to say when we're not on the radio. So someday I hope we don't flip and do it by accident. But it really comes down to, I know that when you have a problem in business or issue, whatever, and I do, we know we're going to get honest feedback from each other. So, you know, again, it goes back to that branding of who we are as a person. You know, I always tell everybody, I said, you know, I developed my internal brand. And I did that when I was divorced. When I went to my divorce and my children moved back to Virginia, and I thought it was okay. I thought I could figure it out, and, you know, I'd manage. And then when I watched him drive away, and this is still, this is 20-some years ago, and it still hits me, and I watched him drive away, I realized I'm going to change who I am, and I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, I was going to change to always be there for my daughters, and all of a sudden, I became known as that. That became part of my makeup, is that, well, he's always there for his family. And I've sort of expanded that, you know, now that, my daughters are grown and my grandkids I'm working with. But I've expanded that more to doing that with a lot of friends. So, you know, my brand continues to evolve along the way, but it all comes down to that one key moment that is when I started, you know, developing, you know, pretty much my integrity came, you know, full circle. You know, there was no question from that point forward, I altered and changed all sorts of things, you know. But that, and it leads us up here today and leads us to what, again, we're doing with the radio station, that we're out here to help people. And, you know, Bob, isn't it true? Not everybody gets what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
And we hear sometimes through the grapevine, and I always say, you know, if anyone wants to just see what we really think or has a question, all they have to do is talk to either Bob or I, because both of us are pretty straightforward. You know, you're not going to get a politically correct answer, but you are going to know the truth. And that's why I think we've had such success with this, Bob.
Yeah, well, we welcome people, you know, talking to us about it. I mean, we want
big time.
We want this show to make an effect on people, a positive effect. You know, and it's interesting, you know, like all in our lives, both you and I have been around a little bit, Dave, and especially in traditional business. I mean, in traditional business, so often I can remember when I was working with a sales rep or maybe with one of my chefs in the restaurants or something, you know, and they didn't have a lot of confidence, and you would watch them metamorphose as uh-huh. confidence, you know, like built. And it's the same. It's very similar.
Isn't it fun?
And yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. And in networking, I mean, I have many, many people in my business that have a certain presence that
mm-hmm.
they'll go into a room and people will gravitate towards them because they want to be around them because of the fact they're so honest and upfront and helping and caring, and they're in the process of improving their brand, just like I always want to improve my brand. You know, I want to.
Well, you're always learning. Yep.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You learn, and then you do a little shift here and a little shift there, and it's a fun time. But everybody does have a brand, and they can change it if they choose to as well, in a positive, very positive direction.
You know, I mean, you brought up a couple of good points, and one of them is that not everybody understands what their potential brand is. So maybe that'd be a great little homework assignment, is that you've got to sort of think about what your strengths are and think of how it relates to what you're doing in your network marketing business. Think of it that way. And then think of your personal strengths. And all of a sudden you may find that, I mean, it's sort of like, I know that, you know, your brothers were different. Your sister is different. My brothers were all different, but we're sort of the same. But I think about the brand of all of them, and I've got my older brother, impeccable craftsman. He's a master builder down in Richmond, Virginia. He was nominated to the Coast Guard Academy, you know, all the great things. And then my other brother is a nuclear engineer. I don't know how much smarter that gets. But each of them are entirely different, so I think of them a little bit differently. You know, so if I'm going to go to a brother of mine to ask him something about, you know, a technical question, I'm going right to Scott. You know, he's a nuclear engineer. And I'm going to ask something about building or rebuilding something here at the camp where I got to replace something, I'm on the phone to Bobby. You know, so they've got that image, or I've got that image of them, that brand per se, that's built in based on their talents. So I think everybody needs to find out what their talent is. And then they need to enhance that. They need to decide, you know, how do you present that? Or like the next segment we're talking about here is promoting yourself without coming across like an egotistical idiot. You know, again, those just words, as I'm typing this, they come out, you know. But, I mean, you understand because you promote yourself, Bob, right? Okay, explain that to everybody.
Well, it's we were my brother and I were up looking at some property, you know, the other day, and had a great time with this guy, and we were looking. In fact, we were looking at the original, built in 1880, Cayuga Lake Ketchup Manufacturing Plant. All right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. On the east side of Cayuga Lake. But anyway, we were talking about it and talking about many things. We were over in the guy's house, and my brother, I mean, he is so clear the way he explains things, and not egotistical or anything like that. He doesn't sugarcoat anything, but he's saying, well, you know, the guy was saying, yeah, I'd like to do this. And my brother, he goes, well, you know, if you do that, I don't know what he's talking about, but he says, if you do this, you do this. This will do this, and this will do this. And the guy says, wow. He said, could you give me some help on what I should be telling my contractors? My brother said, yeah. But the thing was is that his confidence was so strong, and he was so knowledgeable, and he was so humble about it. He was branded as an authority right there. It was a beautiful thing to witness, you know. And and this guy I had talked to him on the phone a couple of times. A great guy, class act, you know, retired doctor. And he didn't know us. He just met us for the first time. Never met my brother. And it was great. And that's all about that branding thing. You know, we're all branded, you know, and boy, I'm telling you, it was an exciting thing to be there and be part of, just watching it. I never thought of it in that respect until you told me the subject matter today.
Well, and you know, you talk about being able to promote yourself, or sometimes what happens instead is you promote someone else and they in turn promote you, right? Because more of the way, but again, you have to have loyalty between that person who's willing to help you, but again, it goes back to defining what your brand is, what your strength is, and that would give someone, one of your team members or whatnot, the ability to help promote you based on your strengths, you know, and I think we all do that. I mean, this whole business is built on recognition. There's no question about that. You know, I've watched some people do recognition the right way and sometimes do it the wrong way, and sometimes I'm not sure what it is that they're doing. But recognition is what people thrive for, sometimes even more than the money. You know, I don't, you know, always get that, but I've seen it.
Well, you have to definitely stand for something, and you have to stand for something consistently. In other words, you know, I had somebody bring it to my attention the other day. Some people are the type of people that lean towards the flavor of the month, you know, that's not really standing for something, you know, you're kind of waffling and flowing in a multitude of directions. And that's something that you have to be careful about as you brand and as you label yourself. You want to make sure that when people look at you, they know the consistency that you're going to come back with a retort, and so they can count on it. That's important.
Well, you know, it's a good point, because you can take it up as a brand, like in a product like Coca-Cola, or you mentioned ketchup, you know, like Heinz ketchup. I mean, the brand itself, in everybody's mind, you've already sort of figured it out. In the case of like the ketchup, you're already tasting it right now, you know, because you know exactly what it is. Am I right? I mean, I mean, you could talk about very specific things, and instantly you're right there and you're going, yes. And then if you take that brand and then you put like something else, you take Coca-Cola and suddenly it's RC Cola. In your mind, you're already tasting it as different. And that's that brand we talk about all the time. You know, one of the things that I was able to do when I was with Fran Tarkenton is a guy named Sergio Zeman. And Sergio was a chief marketing officer for Coca-Cola down in Atlanta. And we got a chance to a lot of time to spend talking about it. He was also responsible for that fiasco when they came out with New Coke. Remember that one, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Disaster, right? Hurt the brand. Everybody was screaming. Well, here's what happened. He came back with Classic Coke, which was the old formula, just under with a different name. Yep. And they called it Classic Coke when it came back. And they took huge market share away from Pepsi because the brand itself and people wanted that exact brand. They didn't want you toying with what they liked And I think that's when you talk about, if I'm going to bring in Bob Granger as a speaker at one of my events, I have an idea of how he's going to present. And all of a sudden, if you come in there and you present entirely different, well, then it's not your brand. I don't know what you are anymore.
Right.
Right? So it's important to
you know,
right, make a determination and stay that way. Okay, you're laughing.
It's funny.
Go ahead.
That reminds me of a story, though, Dave, that you talk about Coca-Cola. Well, you know, for a while I was doing business down in the Bahamas. Well, you want to talk about a different country. So anyway, they had a Coke plant down there that we were going to do the lighting upgrade. Dave, oh, my gosh. You want to talk about the five words. We go into this plant, you know, and I mean, manufacturing plants, especially with something where you're drinking things or eating things, are supposed to be impeccably, spotlessly perfect, right? Oh, my gosh, this is like a slaughterhouse. In fact, I'm watching these bottles of Coke go through being filled, you know,
uh-huh.
And some would be filled all the way to the top. Some would be filled, you know, like 2.5 inches below the top. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of profit being lost there, and they're looking at me like, what? You know what? And
well,
I'm telling you, it was hilarious.
It is hot there.
You know,
but it is hot there, and you do know that those bottles that had like 2 inches less, that was someone who drank it as it was going through the line, and then they'll just cap it, and then you know, right?
You had to watch where you're walking because there was like pools of like dirty water on the ground. I mean, it was horrible. And I'm thinking, this is Coca-Cola? Oh, well, I guess it's a different country. It's a little bit different, you know. The brand,
well,
I was confused with that particular brand at that time, you know.
Well, that will do it. There's no question, especially when you're not in familiar territory, you know. And that's what happens again when you're out there and you're presenting yourself. Because there's a lot of people that I watch it all the time, especially with the internet, you know, with Facebook and with all the internet marketers out there. I watch people trying to recreate themselves all the time. And usually what I do is I really try to talk people, like I mentioned earlier today to a friend, to talk them down from the ledge. You know, I'm saying, come on, it's going to get better. I said, but you're not being who you are. You're trying to create something because you read something, you bought a program or whatever, you know, you spent $1,000 on how to be a super duper, you know, network marketing star. And now you're trying to be exactly what they said you have to be, and you're not being yourself anymore. And I think personally, again, we talk about this all the time. I think it's sad when someone tries to be different than who they really are, because here's what's going to happen. Eventually, you're going to snap back to who you are. And I just hope that you haven't lost all your good friends along the way, because like they were saying, that person mentioned you, Bob, like, I think you're different or you're not the same person. And that doesn't always mean that's a good thing. I mean, growth is always great, but I find people grow with knowledge, but they don't change who they are unless they never were that person to begin with, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I like I mentioned some of the great leaders, and I have so many of them in my business. But they're all the great leaders are all so different too. That's the thing that's great. You know, I watch one walk into a room and bubbly time of the life, and everybody just loves talking with him. You know, I have another one that's kind of quiet, you know, but just the power of strength, you know, tower of strength, you know, and I have one that's just completely reserved and respectful. And I have another one that walks in and presence immediately known. I mean, but all of them, they're themselves. They're not, it's not something that it isn't them. You know what I mean? That's the thing I love, is watching somebody develop into themselves, because it's really innate in there. It's just coming, it's starting to blossom. You know, and that's what that branding is.
Well, you know, it's sort of like, do you watch NCIS, which, you know, to me is just a great show. It's been around forever now.
Yeah,
but you know, Gibbs, right? Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
Gibbs has that persona, right? I mean, you think about it. He doesn't say much. He has his rules, and everybody knows what they are. I mean, there's no question that you know exactly what that person's makeup is, so it means you know what his brand is. The other thing, too, he has, and you see this, is the next segment we're talking about is called the loyalty factor. and how it enhances your brand. I mean, loyalty comes from people being able to count on you, being true to who you are. And then what happens is later on, they're the ones, like we were talking earlier, they're the ones that actually will enhance or promote you because of the loyalty they have for you. And it's earned. I mean, I always say, you know, I'm really big, Bob, and you know this one, on respect. You know, I always say, you can say whatever you want to about me. You can be mad at something I do. But if it's disrespectful, it's a whole different game for me. And that's when I sometimes will drop the hammer. I very rarely get angry, but I do if someone tries to disrespect me or a friend, okay, because, again, that loyalty factor I have for friends. So that's really critical. So make sure that you're loyal and expect loyalty in return.
Absolutely. It's easy to do, you know. It's really easy to do if you're honest.
Yep, that's right. Hey, listen, we've got your Lone Ranger segment because everybody might be able to hear is that, you know, my doctor told me, he goes, Dave, we're going to let you change back to your other medicine. And he said, because I know you're coughing all the time and the medicine didn't help with that, so I'm going to save you $150 a month and you can just cough like you have been. So I hate to say it, but that's what it is. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do your Lone Ranger segment, which is which, what's the letters tonight?
PQR.
PQR. PQR. This will be interesting. So everybody hold tight, and here comes Bob.
Let's welcome our very own Lone Ranger.
Well, here we go again, Dave, with that climb up the success ladder. You never forget your ABCs. You know, last week when we did it, you know, we had M, N, and O, and they're really favorites of mine. But I'll tell you, the P, Q, and R, which is coming up right now, I think that they're right in that same league because they have a good flow to them. You know, P as in, you know, everybody thinks practice makes perfect. Well, that's incorrect, of course. We all know that practice makes permanent. And so in order to make that right, you want to have perfect, you know, and so that's a consistent thing. You have to stay in life, you have to stay out there, and you have to practice, and you have to continue practicing, you know, because that flows right into Q, you know, and that is this, and this is a simple one. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. You know, remember how Jordan said a couple of weeks ago, I've never heard of anybody quitting their way to success. I love that. See, quitters can never win. Michael Jordan himself says, you fail your way to success. Well, how do you do that? By never quitting. You just can't quit. You can't quit. It doesn't mean you have to bury yourself into something, but you have to be consistent and never quit. You know, and ultimately, by never quitting, you will win. And then the last one, and this is important too, and, you know, this is R for read. Look, you know, it's almost a dying trade with all the technology out there, but read and study and learn everything that's important in your life. Remember, they can take everything from you in your life. I've said this before. They can take your clothes and your money and your house and that. But they never can take two things. That's your knowledge and your dignity. Because those two things equate to all of your honesty and integrity and perseverance and all that stuff. And so remember to read, study, and learn everything important in your life. And that's the PQR tonight. Dave, what do you think about that?
It works for me. Again, I love the fact that you're doing these things in that little triad because I think it sort of they support each other. And I think that that's definitely how, and, you know, the Lone Ranger segments become part of your brand, Bob. I know you want me to do my teacher part, but, you know, it's like anything else. I never know how I'm going to feel when we do the show. And, you know, tonight I was feeling pretty good today, but it's obvious I was I probably pushed it a little bit too hard, but it's okay. I'm working through this. And one thing we're going to talk about now, let's talk about your second year. And this is an important stage for someone when they're in a network marketing business. Is the first year, usually everybody's trying to get their feet wet, trying to figure out what they're doing, trying to understand the system, trying to understand the comp plan and all those fun things. In the second year, then they feel like now they've hit a threshold. So now they're going to settle down and they're going to make some things happen. And part of that is getting recognized by the company that you're with, or corporate recognition. And there are ways to cultivate that that goes back again on knowing what your brand is, knowing what your strengths are. And then you have to take it a step further. You have to do something that gets you noticed. And sometimes, Bob, I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've seen out there, and then I want you to do the same thing. But I know to get yourself noticed, sometimes it's as simple as volunteering. You know, when they have an event coming up in a local area, is volunteer to help and just say, I don't care what you need me to do. I'll be more than happy to volunteer, because they almost always need that. So what happens then is now you have some connection with people at the corporate. You know, so again, it goes back to relationship. It's very important, again, to have a complete relationship in your network marketing business. And I know that I did volunteering, believe it or not, in the very beginning stages with Ambit. And then I helped, you know, national consultant Ray Monty. I helped him, you know, create some signs for some of the big events. And we started doing the presentations. And I get up there in front of the room to present to people. And once you do that, it gives you a chance to be recognized. And then there's an opportunity, like what you've done before, Bob. We've done corporate training. It takes it to a whole other level. But it's not that difficult, but you do have to have a plan for that. And I think that's probably the most effective way I can explain how to go after corporate recognition and how to cultivate that. Now it's your turn, Bob. I'm turning it to you.
Well, you know, I think that second year is real important. You know, your first year is that basis. You know, you're setting that groundwork and that basis. And then as you start developing your relationships with your business partners, Nat, I think you always have to give your own self a critical analysis just to make sure that you're plugged into them right. And by being plugged into things, you know, and helping out, just like with training sessions, you know, when you start training, you know, on the web training and things such as this, everybody has a certain style. And if you're being yourself, and if you have your passion, and if you're, you know, if you're knowledgeable, then that recognition is going to be appreciated, and somebody's going to say, you know what, more people need to listen to this, you know. And so what you do is your educational part of it, and your growth as you build in your business, and you're caring for the people that you're working with, that makes you that much better and that much more honest, and people can appreciate that, I think, you know. And some people are better than others. There's no question. Some people are just, I witnessed that tonight when I was watching the debate tonight. Some were just better than others. That's going to happen. That's life, you know. But you can still, you know, develop that brand of yours, and then other people also will recognize that, and that might pull some of their own self out. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, what happens, too, is that even though you're – and, again, it's all your perception. You know, you may say, so-and-so, boy, he's dynamic up there, and the other person isn't. But then you may have somebody sitting right next to you that's saying the exact opposite, right? I mean
– I've seen that happen down at corporate at Ambition, you know, like that, you know, like the big one coming up here, you know.
Uh-huh,
I've seen people – train and speak and say, oh man, that guy's terrible. I hope he never comes back. And then I've had somebody say, oh my gosh, did you see so and so?
And I said,
well,
figure it out. Right?
There you go. You know, that's a good thing,
well,
though.
And yeah, and I think that's also a good example, Bob, of not letting, look, people who have a strong brand, I think of Steve Jobs at Apple, he had a strong brand. I mean, there's no question about that. But he also had his ego, but he had a deserved ego. I mean, that's the bottom line. But his branding of himself, he knew exactly what he was. And he wouldn't deviate from that, no matter what all the critics would say. So sometimes you're going to have a critic that's going to say, you know what, you mumbled, or I couldn't listen to you. I'm not, you weren't dressed sharp. And you have to say, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Because there's other people out there that may be just like me, and I'm just what they need to hear. You know, and that's why, I know we do presentations with multiple people. I always said I like a variety. I like the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I don't mean ugly as an appearance. I mean as in presenting skills. But, I mean, I like that difference because there's going to be someone out in that audience that relates more to that person versus someone who comes across like they know every word and they have every joke timed and they walk off the stage feeling like they've given a Carnegie Hall presentation. That works for some, and yet others are turned off by it, right? But, again, it goes back to develop your brand, be loyal to your brand, and cultivate that. Spend focused time on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that reminds last night when we were out in Ithaca doing the presentation, and my buddy Jonah, you know, was doing the first part of the presentation, and he's from Ithaca, you know, and It's just, I'm telling you, it's off the cuff. It was awesome. It makes me smile thinking about how great it was.
Same.
You know, and we flew through that. We had a pretty good crowd last night, and had a lot of fun with it. You know, but he was terrific, and because of just the way he was, that got me excited for when I wrapped it up. You know, and it was just
exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was his brand, man. I tell you, it was great. I loved it.
Well, here's the thing now. Does he understand that, though, Bob? See, not everybody understands that they have to build a persona of themselves, and they have to know what it is. And I think that's where you as a leader, you may want to actually sit down with them and say, hey, by the way, your style, I really liked. It inspired me, you know. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, well, I was thinking about changing that because – you know, someone, and you say, no, be who you are. But I think sometimes you have to sit down with your team members and you have to, you know, show them that. You have to talk to them about the way they present themselves. And because this is all about improvement.
It's critical. You know, that's that critical analysis of being yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can pick up pointers, you know, like I did with so many mentors and that, you know, and which developed my brand, but you have to make sure that you're not copying someone else because then it comes off that way, and people
you're
recognize
not that, person.
That it's not you. Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, you're not that person, and actually it's a good lead into our next segment. We want to talk about is social media and your message, okay, because this is where I watch people just about kill themselves. I mean, because it's almost like, and you've known this, I mean, you don't know the social media part, but you understand that sometimes people they'll get on Facebook or they'll get on Twitter or something, and they have no problem being insulting of people. It's amazing. It's like they have a whole other persona and a whole other brand that comes out when they think that they're typing things. I mean, I don't know how people don't comprehend that it's as if you are saying them out loud, you know, and it impacts you.
So they don't even know it, but they're generating basically their own brand awareness by being not real tactful.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had some people that I haven't had much face-to-face with, but I've watched their posts and their comments on Facebook over a period of 1 or 2 years. And, you know, what ends up happening is I go, yeah, I just – this is not really the type of person I'm going to hang around with.
Yeah.
And it's not because of certain things. It's just they get off in such distinct – we always talk about, you know, you could talk about politics, religion, and sex, right? Those are the three things they say you should not talk a whole lot about. Well, on Facebook, that's all they talk about. And they talk about it in a way that they're fighting everybody on it. I mean, everybody's fighting everybody. It's like – it's not fun anymore, you know, but you as a person in this business, you again have to look at how that contributes to your brand. I mean, I very rarely put up things that are controversial on Facebook, but I do put a lot of things up there that relate to my family, you know, and people know, even when I go out and I speak, people always come up to me and ask me how the grandkids are, or when am I going to see them next, or the fun thing always is, you know, when's my daughter going to cut my hair again, you know, and it's because they've seen these comments on Facebook, so it's become, it sort of enhances, again, the fact that, you know, that, like I said, back in my divorce time, I focused towards family. And even in Facebook, they see that. So they know that that's how I am. That's a true brand of who I am. And I like that. I mean, because that's what I want people to know of me. And, you know, I can't even think about this new political season coming up. And I'm sure we're going to do one show on it, how it impacts your business when people get up there and they're so against a political adversary that they just come across as stupid on Facebook. And, you know, sometimes that's all your potential prospect. If they're a friend of yours on Facebook, that's what they see. So you got to be careful all the time. You got to think about it as your brand. I mean, Bob, how many times, and again, I know you don't spend any time on Twitter and all that, but you've heard these stories where somebody sends out a 160-character comment, destroys their career. I mean, literally destroys them.
You know, obviously, I'm not into Facebook and Twitter and that stuff, but I'll tell you one thing. In anything, you need to maintain your professionalism. You have to. Because otherwise, any kind of a unique message, you know, that's going to brand you whether you want it to or not. And that can overpower some of the good things that you've done, I would think. So you must, I would think people need to be very, very careful with that. Because that's going to give you an indication, or the person reading that's going to give an indication of what kind of individual you really are. That's why professionalism has to be maintained.
It's sort of like we always talk about with golf. I always said that I used to take my clients out to play golf, and someone would say, well, why do you spend the 5 hours with them? That's why. I said, because I take a purchasing agent. This goes back years ago, but I take my purchasing agent. It was giving me a hard time a year before. I took them out to play golf. In that round of golf, I learned exactly who they were.
Yeah.
Completely. Because
golf, you don't even have to talk about business.
Not at all. We didn't.
We didn't,
but I know
exactly
how to negotiate with him. I knew how to work with him. I knew what he was really sincere about and what he didn't really care much about. And I think the same thing comes about when you start thinking about a prospect who's a Facebook friend. Again, you've got to remember, you're like a billboard all the time. Whatever you put up there, is that person's eventually going to say, well, I may like the idea of your business, but, man, I don't really want to associate with you. You know, what are you going to do then?
Yeah, I would guess it can, you know, once it's out there, Dave, I would guess it can go any place.
Well, it can. I mean, listen, you also, because I've seen this before where someone has said something and they go, listen, I'm sorry, I was an idiot, I lost my mind, I never should have said that, I apologize. And, you know, for a lot of people, I always say, I have no problem when someone does that. I have a problem when they give you one of those, if I did anything wrong, I'm sorry things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's not
like,
the problem.
Do you mean, if you did? Right. Exactly. You know, well let's lead in. We got one more segment here on the brand part, and it goes with leadership with your team. And that's when, you know, when you essentially look at the whole team that you're with, not even just your own personal brand, but, you know, your team has a brand as well. And sometimes it's from the leadership down as to how the team acts when they're not being, quote, supervised by the leaders. You know, so do you have a good method to be able to share with people how you want things to happen with your team? Is it different than them personally? I mean, right?
Well, you have to communicate, and that's, you know, when my business is blossoming and so many other people's businesses are blossoming is when I'm communicating with them to see what best I can do. you know, and because then they in turn, they do the same thing. You know, it's not what you say, it's what you do. You know, and that in the meantime, that solidifies your own brand, because this business, network marketing business, is a caring business. It's a people business, people helping business.
Without a doubt.
People. You know, and so you must continue that. I mean, you don't have to be crazy with it, but you have to be consistent. You know, just like Jordan says, you know, you can manage five people at a time. So focus on managing that five people. And if those people are focusing on managing the five people, you know, everybody's learning how to help. And that's part of your branding. And the fact, in other words, you're considered a giving person, and that's what this is all about. You know, life is about giving.
Well, you know, again, if it comes back to our good friend Charlie, he called me today. He was talking about, he was getting ready to sponsor some people, and he goes, I'm going to sponsor a person, and I am going to commit myself to them, and I'm going to help them for, you know, at least 30 days. I'm going to get them paid. I'm going to get them trained. He goes, you know, and I'm not going to worry about anyone else as far as bringing in someone new until I get this person, you know, quote, out of the nest. You know, and I said, you know, we talk about that with the power of one, and we're going to have an episode on that pretty soon. But I think that's what Charlie is saying. He goes, look, he said, yeah, you can go out and sponsor a lot of people, but to me, that means nothing. What means something to me is when people see some success in your team.
Yeah.
Then I know what your brand is, and your brand is a solid one in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, the best momentum is the grind method. It really is.
Yeah, I know. Just got to work some things out. Well, listen, Bob, of course, you know, we fly through this when we get on a roll. You know, sometimes we go, when the episode starts, I hope we can come up with some great things. But every time we do something, we just hope everybody finds one little piece of something. The one thing I just want to leave everybody with is that I think you personally have to determine and think about what your brand is. Think about what your strength is. Think about what you may need to add to that to make that stronger, and that's how you build from. That's your first building block. So make sure you understand who you are and what your potential brand is. How's that? How about you, Bob? You want to wrap up, and then I'll.
I love that, Jim. Be yourself. You know, ask people that you respect, what can I do, you know, to become better, you know, to be more distinctive, you know, to be more myself. And I'm telling you, it'll work for everyone. It really will. And we just thank everybody for listening. And we ramble on here. And this was a very interesting subject, because it's so huge, you know. And I was a little bit confused with it tonight myself, because it's such a huge subject.
Well, it's brand and reputation. You know, all those, everything goes together in this. So everything impacts each other. So, well, listen, Bob, again, I appreciate you being my co-host and my close friend. And we're going to wrap it out tonight, and next week we're going to start counting the episodes, the 44th episode. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So everybody, we will see everybody, and here's our close, 1 minute long. We keep it short tonight. Well, we're so glad you could join us on our 43rd show tonight. Wow, it's hard to believe that. When Bob and I talked about what we want to do with this radio station, I don't know if we really anticipated how well it would be received, or how much fun we would have, and that's become sort of our own personal brand. So hopefully tonight you're able to get an idea on how you can start building your own brand. But we hope you remember also to make having fun part of your personal brand. Well, everybody, here it is again. We're closing up another episode of TwoBlackSheepRadio.com. We sure do appreciate all of you as our listeners, as we climb up over 5,000 weekly listeners, both live and to the recorded version. It makes us more excited to continue providing great information to everyone. So everybody remember this, that being a black sheep, not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.